Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go, can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And it's a beautiful day. Not a big deal, let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining. This is Sister Shelley, and I have a message from God, divinely inspired, just for you. So sit back and relax and enjoy. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministry. Dear Heavenly Father, we get to pause in our day and give you thanks and praise. How blessed we are to know you as our Heavenly Father. A Father who watches over and protects us. A Father who sent his word, and his word was made flesh and is available to us 365 days of the year. Oh, glory to his holy name. We ask you to bless this 15-minute power message for each listener. Holy Spirit, have your way today. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, Amen. So the last message, we addressed the God response we give to others when we experience adversity, offense, or even persecution. Today, I feel led to continue in the same topic, but share with you the God response to our God, our Father. The God response when we hurt. The God response when we feel alone. The God response when we lose our way. Or when you get that negative diagnosis, because you are going to get that diagnosis, be declined for that loan or rejected for that promotion. The title of today's message is The God Response. Say it one more time. The God Response to God, our Father. I recently saw a movie, The Hidden Room. It was about two Christian sisters who were thrown in a Jewish concentration camp for housing Jews. While they were being beaten, starved, forced to work in ungodly surroundings, ravaged with sickness and disease, and they had head lice, they gave the God response to God our Father by continuously doing what the Bible tells us, praising God. Psalms 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. It says at all times, and that's what these two sisters were doing. They were in a concentration camp giving praises to God. Number two of what they did, they kept speaking God's word in every circumstance. Jeremiah 1:12 says, God is searching his word to perform it. So the God response to God our Father is to always speak God's word. Third point, they gave thanks. Thessalonians 5:18 tells us, in everything, give thanks. In how many things? Everything. There was a situation that these two sisters were in where they were told that the security guards wouldn't bother them because they had head lice. And they responded, well, thank God for head lice. They were thanking God in everything. Can you do the same? Lastly, they shared Jesus to everyone by reading the Bible each night in a Jewish concentration camp. Isn't that amazing? They knew that in the midst of this horrible situation, they were to be a light in darkness and give God the glory. Can you do the same? Can you be a light on a job that you hate? Can you give praise and thanksgiving when your body is reeked with pain and covered with sickness and disease? Can you, in the midst of your horrible situation, not focus on how unfair it is, but choose the God response and share Jesus. Selah, pause and think on that. Sweet love Bible story. I'm going to the book of Job, but due to time constraints, I'm not going to read, but I'm going to summarize the story, okay? So, Job is described in the Bible as a perfect and upright man, one that feared or reverenced God and stayed away from evil. He was also very rich and had a very large family, lots of kids. At one point, Job loses his wealth. He lost all of his children. His health is attacked. And he wrestles with the question, well, why is this happening to me when I've been perfect and upright to God and I stayed away from evil? And his wife responds in Job 1:9, dost thou still retain thine integrity to God? Curse God and die. She was saying, are you really going to still praise and thank and give God glory despite you've lost your health, wealth, and your family? Then his friend said, or basically told him to repent for his secret sins and seek God's forgiveness. So everyone in Job's life, they see the loss, they see the lack, and they see the pain on his body and all that he's experiencing. But God reminded Job that he was God. And so Job decides not to focus on how unfair his situation seems, how painful his body feels, and the loss of his family and finances. But he responds by giving the God response to God our Father by praying for his friends. I'm sure his prayer gave praise, spoke God's words, and gave thanksgiving, which is what? Giving God all of the glory. Hallelujah. Sister Shelley's street love personal story. In 2014, I received a negative diagnosis. And while I was going through my treatment, the Lord reminded me of Job and had me pray in the spirit for all those going through what I was going through. Well, daily I would walk on my lunch break, and my coworker asked if she could join me on my daily walk. And during one of our walks, she shared that she had a negative diagnosis. I invited her to church, and for 1 year, we attended church together. She rededicated her life to Christ, and I know one day I'll see her again when I go to heaven. In conclusion, God reminded Job that he was still God, and God wants me to remind you that he is still God and your Father. When you are going through something, give the God response to God our Father by praising him, speaking his word, and thanking him that he is God. Importantly, be that light to someone else by getting yourself off your mind and onto others so God can get the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that ends this week's power message, and I hope it was a blessing to you. But we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you're ready to receive Jesus for the first time, repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe, Jesus, that you died and you rose again and you are right now in heaven. I confess you as my Lord. Hallelujah. I have a second invitation, and that's for those who may have received Jesus at some point in your life and maybe you walked away. We call this rededicating your life to Christ. 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If that represents you, you confess anything you need to the Lord right now, and I'll pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for our listeners who are rededicating their life to you according to 1 John 1 and 9. We thank you, Father God, that their lives will never be the same. They are being healed. They are being whole, made whole right now, Father God, and you are removing the un and making them righteous right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you glory right now, Father, for all those who received Jesus for the first time and those who rededicated their life to Christ. Hallelujah. That bell ring is just for you all. And guess what? I have a free gift for you. just reach out to me at freelunchandprayer.org. Click the contact button, and I'll send that gift out to all those who received Jesus for the first time and those who rededicated their life. Glory to God. Let's go to our announcements. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to my messages at any time. They are available 24/7. All I ask is if you could share it with your loved ones and friends who don't know the Lord, and this will give them an opportunity to hear the word on a regular basis in just 15 minutes or less. Amen. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the Free Lunch and Prayer Street Outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3. So if you are a church and you're saying, hey, Sister Shelley, I'd like your street outreach to come to my church, let's pray on it together. Just reach out to me at freelunchandprayer.org and let's pray on it together. Amen. If you would like to contact me or donate, please go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org and make it happen. Hallelujah. Well, family, I believe you've gotten the message that you were supposed to for this week. I pray you have a blessed week. I love you so much. And let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, amen. I love you, Street Love family. Remember, street love begins with you. King of kings, Lord of lords, hallelujah. Come on. King of kings, Lord of lords, everlasting peace.